Hey, this is Jim Thomas.
And Amy Thomas.
And we thought we'd do a trip report on a spur-of-the-moment travel up into the Gifford-Pinchot Forest area.
Actually, it's the Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument.
Oh, you mean the Lewitt National Monument.
Well, it actually has an official name.
I know.
If you want to find it.
And I believe the natives probably never ceded it to the white guys. Possible?
Yes.
Anyways, you and I like to call it Lewitt. And
there is a Lewitt Trail.
Yes, that's true.
And weren't we on the Lewitt Trail?
Yeah, we were on part of it.
Yes.
And we didn't know where to go, and this was like 2.5 hours away, so not bad.
It was my idea.
Yeah, I love it. And it helped to fill in our heat map of sort of what I would call southwest Washington, where we've been enjoying riding. In fact, 2 weeks ago we had worked a couple of miles away, or kilometers away as you like, at the newly renamed Squaw Peak, which is Patanik's Pushtai. And we could see it from where we were this time. So.
Correct. That was interesting.
So, in fact, we've been on Steamboat, we've been around the Twin Peaks, and Patanik's Pushtai, and those were all visible. So this was a great route that we came up with on the spur of the moment that let us see a lot of the Gifford-Pinchot. And I think my memory was just a lot of people said the Plains of Abraham are a great place.
Yes, and it's usually in springtime. I see the OMTM, I see other individual cyclists on Strava and on Instagram. They're posting. Our good friend Abe is often, or has been out there. It's.
Yeah, I think Abe's trip reports helped keep it in my mind.
Yes.
But I always thought it was into like this desert and back again.
I think a lot of people do it that way.
And that was, yeah, even the people we saw. But it turned out to be a great, if intense, loop, actually. So.
Yes.
And I think the treasure of it was we were camped in a forest, which was nice enough. In fact, we had the best campsite I've ever seen along a paved road.
It was a group site, and nobody wanted to be with us.
Yeah,
so we were a group of two.
And all around us were these orchids and
big tall trees.
And big trees. But they got bigger when we left. So we got up there for the holiday weekend, and it was sort of a mix of hike a bike and riding.
True. But and a lot of people were on electric electric mountain bikes,
yeah.
And I could see why.
And there were hikers too.
We did get a lot of second looks with our gravel bikes. I mean a lot.
Yeah, we heard a lot of wow, you're on gravel bikes, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not new to us.
Yeah. But I was impressed at the beginning of the trip. First of all, we crossed the Muddy River, which I didn't know was the Muddy River because it was dry and stone. But later, by the end of the weekend, I knew it was the Muddy River. And then we headed uphill, and I was super impressed by the old growth. I mean, those trees were massive.
I'm pretty sure that I have hiked Ape Canyon with my hiking group, Trail Mix. But
yeah, that's true. It does go up to Ape Canyon, and I heard the story while we were there that there were gold miners up there, and they said they heard apes throwing rocks on their mining hut, and that's how it got the name.
There are some theories about it, and I heard that it's also Ape Cave is named that for that too, but. That it could be like part of Sasquatch lore, mm-hmm. Bigfoot lore, or it could have been natives trying to get the white miners off of their land by dressing in bear fur and throwing rocks. I have actually heard that story.
Well, we did not see any bears, although I thought it looked like great bear country.
I saw bear scat.
There was bear scat. And we kind of reached the first plateau where there was this deep cut or ravine, and it was a lookout over the whole of Ape Canyon where we spotted a goat.
Mountain goats.
Yeah, the white goats browsing down below. So that was a little bit of a treasure.
Yes.
And we ran into a mountain guide, Sunshine.
Sunshine, friend of a friend. And she said that it was a regular area for one specific goat, but we saw others down in the valley. And as climbers will tell you, a mountain goat is good luck.
But I don't know if that little gorge was good luck, because we saw a dead goat carcass hanging, and we saw litter down in the bottom of that gorge.
It was.
Somebody must have been trying to be rescued, and the litter did not fare well.
I think so. A gurney.
A gurney, yeah. And then it got really rugged. I mean, that's when people were telling us our gravel bikes looked strange, but even the mountain bikes were walking parts of it were...
It was actually a lot of fun. I liked that area a lot. There were so many wildflowers.
Yeah, it was kind of the entry to what I assume are the Plains of Abraham.
Yes, that was the Plains of Abraham.
The big pumice plateau or whatever.
Yeah.
And the wildflowers were splendid.
But it's a well cared for area. I'm sure it's a very sensitive environment. But it looks like people stay on the trail. The trail is well cared for. I do think it probably helps that they have restricted hikers. We were only allowed to be there on that Friday because...
There's trail closures, but that's for work. There's 18 months of weekday trail closures because they're draining the Swift. They're doing a tunnel to the
Spirit
Swift,
Lake.
Spirit Lake. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that it has probably helped the trail.
Yeah, it wasn't very crowded up there.
It wasn't crowded. It was a federal holiday for 4th of July, but it wasn't 4th of July. It was the 3rd, but it was the official observed holiday. So it was open.
Yeah.
And actually, we didn't know that before we left. We were just
lucky. Yeah, we were just lucky, I'll tell you that.
We would have gone the next day, but it was nice to go when we wanted to go.
But the purple wildflowers, the ones that the
penstemon.
The penstemon and the red
paintbrush.
Indian paintbrush. They were just tremendous. And then there were some fields of yellow mixed in as well.
Oh yes, beautiful.
And I liked the ridge. It really followed a ridge the whole way, but at the end, after lunch, it was a drop on both sides.
Yes.
It was quite a ridge line.
That was like the Wind Ridge.
Yeah, when we got to Windy Ridge. And I will say, Windy Ridge was the only cellular service we had in the 2 or 3 days we were there.
Yeah, so we had to do our Duolingo.
So we got past that, and then it was sort of our halfway point where we had to either decide to return or do a loop, and we opted for Smith Creek.
Yes.
Which looked like an incredibly deep ravine.
Well, yes, when you said that we were actually going to lose as much elevation as we had just gone up, and then we'd have to go up again.
Yeah, we were going down below our original elevation.
Yes, so that, it does give you pause, but yeah. I felt I had it in me that day. Maybe it was the mountain goat sighting. I don't know.
We were camped about 1,000 meters, and we were going to drop down to 600 or 550 meters. And have to climb at the end of a long day.
Yes.
But we started out with a decommissioned road, and then a bunch of switchbacks through pumice, which was...
That was tricky.
Hard to break on.
I got a pumice tattoo on my right forearm.
Yeah, it's easy to wipe out when you're on that kind of gravel. In fact, But... As we got to the bottom, it turned into another decommissioned road with digitalis on it. And then we had to cross Smith Creek twice. It had bifurcated.
Correct.
And
it did not look like a good river to pause.
Yeah, it had an
splash
orange.
Splash around.
Had an orange hue to it, like acidified rivers. And we speculated it might be from sulfur and sulfuric acid or
from
something.
From the volcano.
Yeah.
Hard to tell, but possible.
And then we ran out through all of this decommissioned road with aspens on both sides, or not aspens, birch.
Yes, I think it was
the white barked trees on both sides. And
they were quite pretty with the digitalis and the speckled white bark that was very pretty.
Sun was heading lower, and
the gummy bears were flowing.
Yeah. And then we had a decision to make, which I didn't know at the beginning. There are a couple of choices for heading back up to where we were camped. And we chose Forest Service Road 83 Extended. Probably a good choice. It's the one I think most bikes make. But it was a solid 10% grade, climbing 400 meters in...
It was a little over 3 miles.
Yeah.
So whatever that converts to kilometers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that was a lot of hike a bike at the end of the day. But fortunately, summers are long. Daylight's long in the summer, and we had plenty of daylight.
Yes.
And we got back to the top around 8 or 8:30. So it was a 10 a.m. start, 8:30. We got back. I have to admit, we are slow riders because I'm not about getting the distance in.
We wanted it. We like to appreciate the nature and the geography and the panoramas along the way.
Yeah, the discovery
and talk to people.
And talk to the people we meet, yeah.
Yes, and photography is a big part of what we like to enjoy when we're out, and why not? It's magnificent. So
we
plus
went,
I'm actually kind of slow.
No, well, we travel together. I think it's a nice pace for photography and stopping and hearing. A lot of times you stop and there's something right at your feet that you weren't expecting.
Very true.
So,
very true.
And if you don't stop, you just don't see that. But I was going to say the next day, we kind of went back to see what a slightly bigger loop would be. We went back down Forest Service Road 83, back down to Smith Creek. And then we got to ford the muddy river.
Yes.
Which was not in the least muddy.
No, and in fact, when we got to the place where quite obviously a road was washed out, and a bridge, rather, it's just a chasm. And James was like, oh, should we turn around? And you could see a path to the right. I said, well, let's just see where this goes. And we ended up having the best adventure. And it was the highlight of the day to get down to the muddy river, and James loves
it was
his...
a glacial river. It was cold and fast.
Yes.
And a bit deep, actually. I had a hard time finding a flat spot to ford.
Not waist deep, at least where
it was below my knees, but...
It was fast.
As soon as you get above your knees, that's a fair amount of pull in a river.
True.
Not only did you have to get across the river, there was this, 10 kilometer, 50 foot, 30 foot wall of volcanic pumice that you had to climb to get out.
Yes, and an angry sandpiper.
Yeah, that's right. So we did stop at the river to hang out for a while.
And we had...
And while you were getting in your swimsuit, a mouse ran under you.
It was not a mouse, it was a baby sandpiper.
A baby sandpiper.
It was so downy, it looked like a mouse. It was all gray and fluffy, like it had fur. And
Mama was flying all around us.
Oh, she was beside herself. But we had our lunch and we...
took a dip.
Got in.
Immersed.
A little bit. You immersed, I was not. Which is odd, because usually I go in and... But you got... fresh. But it was, people were looking down the other side. It looked like...
Yeah, that's right. There was a tent camp because that's the end of the road where it washed out the bridge.
Yes, and looking up, it looked like a cliff, but James was really into scouting the exit, and we found a good exit, and somebody, I think it's the primary one, somebody had left a rope.
A little hardware rope, but it was good for balance.
It was good to have, and James carried up both bicycles. I didn't ask. He just did it. But it's all documented.
That was the key to exiting the whole thing. Because once we were past the river and up that embankment, then it was just about a 7% grade for the next 10 kilometers till we were back at camp.
It wasn't bad. I mean,
it was rideable mostly.
It was rideable. And...
and it was double track, so you double had a track. Choice of where to go. And
thinking about it, the Muddy River probably was running higher than it would have been earlier in the day because glacial rivers do run much higher.
Because the first day the clouds were out, and the second day it was brightly sunny. It was hot down there in the valley.
Yeah, it was.
And the meltwater, I think, was up, so it was kind of a nice weekend, a couple nights camping.
The only times I really haven't been out to the Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument or Volcanic National Monument has been to go with. I've been cycling up there, road cycling a little with female friends. I've climbed it probably 4 times.
Yeah, up to the top of the volcano,
Up to the top of the volcano. I've maybe done a couple of hikes over there, but I feel like this particular loop and staying there really gave me a much better perspective of the area.
You got to know the whole east face of the mountain.
Yes.
And it connected the southern area where people drive to up to the area where Truman, the guy who died when it erupted because he stayed in his cabin. So that's called the Truman area.
So
it really connected Windy Ridge, the Truman Trails, and the south part, and you got to know the whole east side of the mountain. So I thought Lewitt was a beautiful mountain, and I know it a little better at the end of all that. And I'd highly recommend the loop.
I'm already planning on going back because the friend of the friend, the volunteer with the Mount St. Helens Institute that I saw at Sunshine, she was suggesting Lewitt Falls as a great destination. It's just amazing, but it's pretty high up on the mountain, and we later on ran into a few mountain bikers who had taken that spur trail up, but they said they didn't finish it. They said it was more of a hiking trail. Of course, that really doesn't stop us. We would.
Yeah, but no, it is a hiking trail because it's in the monument. You have to get off your bike at that point where it becomes a hiking trail. So
we would figure out a way to get in, bike pack in, and set up a camp and then hike up. And I would love to see it. So I'm already thinking of how to get up there again.
We have plans to go back. But I'd highly recommend it. A lot of mountain bikers do it in a day. Certainly the mountain bikers do it in a day.
True. I can see that easily being done.
When we go back, we'll do it in 2 days because I think it's a great place to dawdle a little bit and just immerse.
So you want to do the whole loop
and
next
time? Just immerse yourself in it. You could go up and come back down just on separate days.
Yes.
Just like we did Forest Service Road 83. It's different coming up than it is going down. I think you can run down and it's a new adventure. So
exactly.
Anyways, hope to see you on the trail. And we both, I think, highly recommend this.
Yes, very much so.
All right, signing out, James and Amy.
Bye.